rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It's an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour and is a lineup of all the stuff that's really tends to really excite me in music. And boy, is 2017 ever turning out to be an exciting year for music. I'm super, super thrilled. This particular weekend especially has some really, really phenomenal releases. And yeah, it just, everything is awesome, at least for Mia's own music world. So the first thing I want to play is a track by The New Pornographers, because they release their new album, which is called Whiteout Conditions, on Friday. NPR, I believe, is streaming it. I listened to it earlier today. It's really great. You know, the worst that they ever got was Together, which was back in, I think, 2010. And even then, it wasn't a terrible record. It just wasn't as good. So I want to actually play the song Dance Hall Domine from their 2014 album, Brill Bruisers, because it kind of gives you an indication. They really kept going with those synths, and it sounds really great. So in the absence of the album itself, which I will have for next week, here is Dance Hall Domine from Brill Bruisers.
Right in.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Dance Hall Domine by the New Pornographers off of Brill Bruisers from 2014. If you liked what you heard, their new album, Whiteout Conditions, will be out on Friday. Switching from albums that are going to be out over to albums that just got released, like, last week? Yeah, last week. I want to talk about Prozac. And I've been talking about him a lot on Twitter. Twitter is often a very good way to sort of get an indication of what I'm going to play on the show, because it really just genuinely tends to be the stuff that I really adore. But for those who don't know, because I know I have some international listeners, this story kind of begins in with all of Canada. Canada has an inferiority complex about being so close to the pop culture juggernaut that is the United States, that back in the 90s, I want to say, the 90s is when it really came to prominence, Canada basically passed a law that said that 35% of all content that is sent out to the public has to be from a Canadian source. That includes this very show. 35% of everything that I play is what we call CanCon. It's the same with television, you know, with the CBC, which is our Canadian TV station. And so CanCon sort of did something very, very strange to the Canadian music industry, because all of a sudden we kind of had to start creating stuff. And for a while there wasn't a lot, and we listened to just way more Shania Twain than we ever should have. And we bear the scars to this day. But then, you know, comes this weird little band in 1998 called Prozac, with two Z's and an umlaut over the A. Prozac was kind of a proto-Gorillaz, except they made Europop instead of hip-hop. They were an animated duo. They had all of their music videos were animation. There was no indication of who was behind the masks, as it were. And they released this album called Hot Show that I remember buying when I was like 11 or so, and being, you know, kind of jolted by the fact that they were, you know, kind of, they were like, they had these really weird, awkward, fun, strange sex jams on there. And, you know, trying, like, hiding it from my mother to make sure that she didn't find, you know, and figure out what was on this CD that I now owned. So Prozac kind of came, they went triple platinum in Canada, and, you know, they opened for Destiny's Child at one point, and they had these amazing songs like Europa and Sucks to Be You and Ombala Saray, which is my personal favorite from that album. And they were really just kind of essentially 1999, 2000. They were just, you know, right around that time, if you weren't a boy band or girl group, you know, there was this weird little bubble right at the start of the millennium that of like weird novelties. And Prozac was kind of a weird novelty. They weren't one-hit wonders. They released another album called Saturday People that yielded a couple of very good songs. And then their last album was in 2005, and then they disappeared. I don't know of anybody. I'd forgotten they had a 2005 album. I think most people did. I don't know how well it charted or anything, but they were gone. You know, it wasn't even the kind of thing where you, like, Michelle Branch is also releasing an album on Friday. I often wondered where she went. I liked her a lot when I was a teenager. I'm really glad she's back. I never wondered where Prozac went, but now they're back. And they released an album called Forever 1999 last Friday, and it's amazing. And it's not just amazing because of the nostalgia. It's amazing because of the nostalgia. This is an album that really is very much the epitome of what one of my film teachers said once. And I've tried to find the original quote and I can't. But basically, to the effect of nostalgia is yearning for a past that never existed. And we use nostalgia as a coping mechanism, but it always needs to be understood that nostalgia is false. And it's a construct. You can't ever go back to it. It never existed. It's always just rose-colored glasses all the way down. So along comes Prozac 12 years after their last release. And they've released an album called Forever 1999 that is an amazing, you know, part of it is an update to what they used to do. Instead of singing about, you know, a website called www.nevergetoveryou.com, now they have a single called Love Me Tinder, which is full of Tinder jokes. It's super great. They have a lot of the stuff that sort of made them famous in the late 90s and early 2000s in terms of this Europop, you know, faux Frankie Says Relax kind of vibe. But they also are very self-aware of the fact that this is an album that evokes an earlier time, a time for people like me, which is like increasingly rose-colored glasses-y because the world right now is really complicated and freaky, and it's really natural. I think we're actually going to see a lot more comebacks because that's what we do as a culture, is we look backward for comfort. So the title track to this new album by Prozac is just kind of the perfect thesis statement, I feel, for the whole thing, because it's about, you know, nostalgia. It's about hearkening back to the endless summers of 1999. And also as musicians, you know, I think that there's maybe even a hint there as well of what happens when you kind of fall off of the face of the earth in terms of the public awareness of you as an artist. It's really, really hard to keep up a career for multiple decades. People, at some point, a lot of people just stop making music. They move on to other things. That's understandable. And so it's this very clever little comment on going back to the sound that really made them famous and also updating it and just always being aware that this is this weird recursive endless cycle of looking back in order to go forward. So needless to say, I've been really, really happy listening to the album a lot. I'm going to go see them live. Prozac is coming here on, I think, April 14th. So I want to play the title track from Forever 1999 for you because I genuinely love it, and please do give it a chance. It's so great. Prozac has always been very, very good at just writing monstrously good hooks, and they are still very good at it now. After that, I've got Studio City by the Darcys and Love Me Again by Mad Ones here on Particles and Waves.
We are all grown up. We can do whatever we want. Sun, oh yeah. Your hair was crazy and I loved you so. Slim Shady playing on the radio, oh yeah. Feels like we're still the same inside. They can laugh and say we're blind as long as I've got you forever. 1999, hey, where did time go? Can't believe it was us so long ago. Should did fly, never say goodbye, and here we are together. We are all grown up. We can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. We are all grown up. We can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want.
We got a little drunk at the senior prom. Couldn't drive home, had to call your mom. Oh yeah. Remember you worked at the little cafe. Spent our nights out at the rave, oh yeah. Feels like we're still the same old kids. Doing those things we always did. As long as you're by my side forever. 1999, hey, where did time go? Can't believe it was us so long ago. Whoa, hey, it sure did fly.
time you went away. Thank God you came back to stay, oh yeah. And I'm so happy I get to spend life with you until the end. I see you in the sunshine forever, 1999. Hey, where did time go?
Is a sigh of relief because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/teampowersmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Love Me Again by Mad Ones off of the album Regretless. Before that, the Darcys with Studio City off of Centerfold, and Forever 1999, the title track from the brand new album by Canada's native sons, Prozac. I'm going to switch from talking about one thing I really love, which is pop music that is the greatest and also way smarter than you'd think it would be at first listen, over to space, which is the other thing that I really, really love and can talk about for forever. Because in this case, I'm thrilled to announce that my two interests have combined into two great tastes that taste great together. with a band called Moon and Six. This is a producer and recording engineer named Michael Chambers. He's a Canadian, and he has released his first solo album, which is called A Brief History of American Space Travel, and it is the story of the American space program from 1958 to 2011. So it's kind of a mini concept album, and it makes use of original NASA audio archive files, which is all you had to say to me. I'm on board. I knew I was going to like this album solely after reading that one sentence, because anybody who makes use of the myriad of amazing, amazing original data and information that NASA puts up online is a friend of mine forever. And also, the album's really, really great. I've only had a chance to listen to a little bit of it, but it's exactly what I was hoping it would be. So I want to play a track called Houston. It is hard to know when your heart is letting go. And then we're going to just continue to ease into that sort of post-rock electronic groove with some Jacques Green and the title track from his new album Feel Infinite, as well as some San Fermin. So please enjoy.
Thank you. November concerts in CITR 101.9 FM present Chicago indie rock band Whitney. With special guest Julie Byrne. On Monday, April the 10th at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's on sale now at timbreconcerts.com. That's T-I-M-B-R-E concerts.com.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Open by San Fermin off of their album Belong, which drops next week as well, I think. Yeah, I've had the chance to listen to a stream of that as well. It's also very, very good. Before that, Feel Infinite, the title track from Jacques Green's new album. He is one of the latest, or one of the latest ones that I've discovered, but he's part of the Arts and Crafts family. And for those who don't know, the Arts and Crafts record label is kind of probably the closest thing that Canada has to, like, sub pop at its best, I guess. They've signed, like, all of the very, very good, dreamy, indie Canadian bands. And before that, Houston, It's Hard to Know When Your Heart Is Letting Go by Moon and Six off of A Brief History of American Space Travel. Coming up into the last 20 minutes of the show, and I've got a song for you all called Boulevard of Broken Dreams, but it's not the one that you're thinking of. No. There is a collective, I guess you could call it, of mostly Canadian artists, and they're calling themselves the Flypaper Orchestra, and they've released this album very recently that's called Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Old Songs for a New Depression. And it is I think there are one or two original compositions, but it's also reworkings and covers of 1930s songs that really they seek to sort of, what they say is, present a range of colors and emotions as experienced by a cross-section of North Americans in the 1930s. So yeah, when you say 1930s reimaginings and then Boulevard of Broken Dreams, my interest was piqued. And really, I have only had a chance to listen to the title track and a few other things, but I like what I hear so far, so I wanted to play that title track for you. After that, I've got a very, very kick-ass lady who goes by Hooray for the Riff Raff with a track called Nothing's Gonna Change That Girl. And after that, an artist who just goes by Why, here on Particles and Waves.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolo can steal a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh today and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. And gigolo and gigolo wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, walking up and down, 'cause I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy you find there you must borrow, you cannot hold it long, it seems. Gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. Thank you.
'cause I left my soul behind me in some old cathedral town. The joy you find there you must borrow. You cannot hold it long, it seems. 'Cause gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. The boulevard of broken dreams. The boulevard of broken dreams. The boulevard of broken dreams.
From a gift to the sea, I've been called allegedly free. Oh, but nothing gonna change that girl. We say nothing gonna change that girl. Father and oak and time left in glass. You're just looking for some piece of ass. Oh, but nothing gonna change that girl. We say nothing gonna change that girl. Oh, nothing's gonna change that girl. Well, nothing's gonna change that girl. Lost my mind, but now I'm back again. Well, don't get caught being such a false friend. Oh, but nothing gonna change that girl. We say nothing gonna change that girl. Oh, nothing's gonna change that girl. Well, gonna change that girl. Give me a little more time. Oh, just to get things right. Won't you give me a little more time before you blow up my night? Oh, before you love me like that. 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 Before you love me like that.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called George Washington by the band Y, in all caps, off of their new album Mo Lian. Before that, Hooray for the Riff Raff with Nothing's Gonna Change That Girl off of The Navigator, and Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Flypaper Orchestra off of Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Old Songs for a New Depression. I admit I'm kind of torn on whether to end a little early or end a little late. I don't know. I think I can actually end right on time. I have one more song to play. I've played it before, but I have to play it again. Because, like I've said this earlier, and I've been saying it pretty much since January, but 2016 or 2017 is really kind of gearing up to be the greatest year for music, for me personally, that does not include a full Beyoncé album. Almost everyone that I like is releasing a new album. People like Prozac, who I didn't even think about releasing new albums, are releasing new albums. Michelle Branch is back after a decade away. Jamiroquai is back after more than a decade away. The Magnetic Fields released a new album. Cold War Kids has their newest release coming out on Friday, and it's going to be a complete hot mess of, like, just bombast and messiness. It's going to be the greatest, and I will love every trashy second of it. Just everyone, it's so great. Partly I think it is just that 2014 was also a very good year for music, and there's a roughly a three-year cycle, so Mother and Cold War Kids and The New Pornographers were all 2014 releases, and now they're back in 2017. But there's been one band that we've been waiting for slightly more than not to, you know, not like a decade, but 4 years is a really, really long time when this band previously had released basically one album a year, kind of, since their very, very first album, which was in 2006. And then they just kept making them. And the band is Portugal the Man. Their last outing was the absolutely just drop-dead phenomenal Evil Friends, which was in 2013 and was produced by Danger Mouse. And it's like one of my favorite records. For me, it's perfect. There's no bad song on it. And then they were gone. There was an announcement of a new album, and then it never materialized. And then Portugal the Man dropped a single called Feel It Still back earlier this year in, early March. And then finally they announced they are dropping an album in June, I think. It's either June or July. And it's called Woodstock. And basically they had a whole album kind of ready to go. And then they took a look around at what was happening just in the world. And they threw out the entirety of that album and started from scratch and have made a very political record. And oh my God, I can't wait. So I'm going to play Feel It Still, which is the track that they have released, because I'm so excited. Oh my God, 2017 is going to be so good. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves. That'll be my last song. I will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
To keep my hands on myself, pick up dust and mold, put them back up on the shelf. Kiss my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Listening to CITR 101.9.